Stories from the Shore, Australia's first social enterprise. I think it's safe to say that the Sydney Fish Market is an institution. I remember going there as a child and after navigating the interesting smells wafting around the car park, being amazed by the array of seafood from around Australia and beyond. However, it wasn't until I was much older that a senior man from my community asked me if I knew the origins of the Sydney Fish Market. It was only after that conversation that I was aware of the pivotal role my people, the Dharawal community based in La Perouse, played in the early stages of the colony that would become Australia. Let me take you back to the late 1800s. The Sydney colony was growing. It had started as a meagre settlement at the Rocks, but had begun to expand west along the Parramatta River. Despite the fact that European settlers had been steadily claiming Aboriginal-owned land, relationships with the original inhabitants of coastal Sydney at this time were broadly positive. This was demonstrated by the fact that local Aboriginal people moved freely and engaged in the economy of the colony, even spreading rumours of cannibals to the south of Botany Bay in a bid to drum up business for paid hunting trips in this region. Aggressive marketing at its best. This situation changed in 1883 when a man by the name of George Thornton used the drowning of a young Aboriginal boy living in the Sydney Boat Shed, which is now the Sydney Opera House, as a catalyst for establishing the New South Wales Aborigines Protection Board. The first act of this new body was to round up every Aboriginal person living in places such as the Sydney Boat Shed, Elizabeth Bay, Rose Bay, and numerous camps around Botany Bay, and coerced them into moving to La Perouse Mission on the northern head of Botany Bay. My grandmother's great-grandparents were living on the northern head with four other families at the time. The next step taken by the Protection Board was to provide regular rations to those confined to La Perouse Aboriginal Mission. However, the Protection Board was surprised to discover that the Aboriginal people living there rejected the rations. This prompted an investigation which revealed that in the then fertile waters of Botany Bay, my Aboriginal community was operating a commercial fishing fleet. The business model was, once they had fulfilled their cultural responsibilities by feeding the community, excess fish was delivered to the prominent colonial Wentworth and Hill families. The business model was, once they had fulfilled their cultural responsibilities by feeding the community, excess fish was delivered to the prominent colonial Wentworth and Hill families, with whom our leaders had strong relationships. The Hills and Wentworths then sold these fish at the site now known as Piermont, thus establishing the Sydney fish markets as we know today and providing an invaluable food source to the colony. Profits were split evenly between the Aboriginal community and their distributors, providing a meaningful income to Sydney's First Peoples. I am confident that this arrangement was one of the first, if not the first, of the many social enterprises launched within Australia since colonisation.